This is TWiT.
So we had Martin Shkreli in the show last week as our tip of the week. The tip then being don't solicit assault because you could wind up losing your bail and wind up in jail or otherwise wind up in jail. This was over his Facebook post asking people to putting a bounty on Secretary Clinton's hair as she goes around and does her book tour. That was ill-advised. It seems this whole Wu-Tang album thing seems to have been really ill-advised as well. Let's catch you up if you're not up on what happened in 2015. Part of the reason that Martin Shkreli is notorious is not just for his price gouging in the pharmaceutical industry, but because he bought this supposed Wu-Tang album that was a limited edition CD. And here's where we get to where whether or not people still listen to CDs. I guess this is one way in which they do. That came in this amazingly gaudy and elaborate packaging and sold at auction to Martin Shkreli for $2 million. And at that point, his rights that he purchased with that album were basically that he could do anything he wanted to with it except sell it. I didn't look at all of the terms, sell copies of it. So if he wanted to release it into the, you know, to let the world's Wu-Tang Clan fans listen to it, he could do it, I think, as long as it was non-commercial. But no, he's chosen not to do that. And in fact, since he's fallen on such hard times and taken to soliciting assault, he decided to sell said $2 million album that he bought, CD in the weird case. But unfortunately, now that he's on hard times, there he is. If you're watching the video, he posted it on eBay with a very pathetic photo of himself and a note saying he's selling it. He fetched just over $1 million for it, so lost about $1 million on it. And now there's this swirling controversy about whether it even is a Wu-Tang Clan album. So in the midst of all his legal woes, Martin Shkreli might have to be hiring someone to look into whether he got what he paid for, whether there was some sort of breach of contract involved when he bought the thing, some sort of fraud in the inducement of the purchase. Because now there is a bunch of speculation that no, this wasn't even what we would think of as a Wu-Tang Clan album. And there's a very detailed piece at Bloomberg that we have in our discussion points, which you can review at your leisure at tagpacker.com/user/thisweekinlaw. Find episode 400 there. And it goes through the various arguments and assertions and firsthand accounts by people who were involved in tracks that went on to this thing about why it's not maybe perhaps a Wu-Tang album. I kind of got lost in the weeds in that article, so I'm going to let others try and sort all that out. Emery, thoughts?
Like, I am not going to disrespect the Wu-Tang Clan, so I don't want to say anything inappropriate.
that was why one of the jurors got bounced from Shkreli's trial. Yeah, he thought that he was guilty and had done it, and he wasn't going to let him slide out of anything. And then he added, and he disrespected the Wu-Tang Clan. you should. Out. Weren't you just on call for jury duty yesterday, Emery? Yeah,
I should have.
Yep. One to file away. So Once Upon a Time in Shaolin still has not been listened to by the public at large. Shkreli himself said he didn't listen to it at length or something like that.
I did think that's I think it's interesting. He did say in the eBay listing that he covenanted that he would destroy any copies that he'd made. It's just kind of interesting. I don't know. I haven't really processed this entirely, but he's not only selling the, you know, exclusive limited print CD, but he's selling, apparently, according to him, the only copy of the CD that he bought. And I guess he could have made a copy of, but
right.
I don't know. This is getting
shades of the Redigi case, right?
Who, yeah.
Their technology, whether you can resell digital files, involves assurances that copies of those files are not going to persist when they are resold. So fascinating Wu-Tang related story. Matt, thoughts?
Oh, I'm going to go with Emery here and not disrespect the Wu-Tang. but there was just a lot of going on in the network of building an album with people across the country and across networks really brings in like vast copyright problems in general, especially when you're not advising your other, you know, if you're not being integrous with your other co-creators of what you're actually making. So there would be an interesting claim here, you know, but it's not in the public knowledge of who the copy itself. So it'll be interesting to see if the purchaser releases this, and then I would imagine that we'll be hearing more about this.
This Bloomberg piece is just full of gems. First of all, we have Domingo Neres, who's on record saying it's not an authorized Wu-Tang Clan album. Domingo is the manager of rapper U God, a charter member of the Clan. He says it never was an authorized art album. So we're going to get Domingo and others testifying, I guess, in Skrelly's favor when he goes to say, you sold me a bill of goods here, Wu-Tang Clan. And then the Bloomberg actually tried to discuss Once Upon a Time in Shaolin with Martin Shkreli. He responded to an email earlier this week, the article says, with ha 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 castigating Bloomberg LP, which publishes financial data and news. He called them overpriced legacy software that subsidizes a money-losing media company, and declined to talk to them. So, Gabby, anything else you want to add here?
I have so many IP questions. I have to tell you. So my thought initially reading this was, okay, first of all, what qualifies as a true Wu-Tang album? Because when you're reading this story, it sounds as though a lot of members of the, you know, Wu-Tang came in, thought they were doing a feature on someone else's album, but some kind of knew that other people were participating. So how do we define that? I was thinking in my own terms, okay, if the two original members of Destiny's Child who got booted were to release some album and maybe Beyonce was on one song, is that a Destiny's Child album? So, you know, where do we, what does that mean when we think about what a band is now versus yesteryear? But also looking even at that very intricate case that was provided in the purchase, who authorized the use of that? I assume it's trademarked. I don't know for sure, for certain. But doesn't Wu-Tang have to make sure that they are policing their mark? If this isn't authorized, there's a lot of IP issues here too. So for me, there's a lot to unravel.
You know what else this reminds me of? And I forget her name. And I forget, it was, what was the name of the movie? You guys will remember. But there was an actress who sued for having done a part in a movie on false pretenses.
Oh.
Remember her? She was told one thing, but the movie was about something else. It was about something related to the Muslim faith. Wow. And yeah. And she sued and she lost, as I recall. So as far, and we're going to, somebody in Irish remind me or somebody remind me what this case was all about. But yeah, the movie that caused, thank you, Dr. Morbius, the Benghazi attack, or was associated with that. This sort of recording me or recording my performance under false pretenses argument seems to raise its head here as well with these Clan members.
Too, or I assume were there just a verbal, hey, come in and I want you to just be on my track, it's my mixtape, or was, you know, what was the conversation? And also the record label that owns the rights to Wu-Tang, I'm just curious if they've spoken up officially, if anybody knows, because you would think they'd want to jump in and really examine this piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, give us your thoughts. Innocence of Muslims was the movie. Actress was, hold on, I'm pulling her up. But meanwhile, weigh in for us, Matt.
My assumption is that these sort of arrangements, I would have assumed that the Wu-Tang Clan would have been a little more prepared for this, but this is the way that music and creation and collaboration happens. It doesn't happen with lawyers and contractual agreements. It happens with people getting together and making things and selling them. But I am surprised that they do not have some sort of formal agreement. At least that's not outlined in Bloomberg. But I do think the trademark is really interesting. If they're not actually protecting their trademark and it's a loose collection of people who can use it, what's the value?
Right.
Interesting.
Her name was Cindy Lee Garcia. And she attempted to extricate herself. She argued that it was an infringement of copyright law for them to use her performance in the film because they led her to believe that the movie was a historical adventure titled Desert Warrior. But instead, it's the movie that prompted the riots associated with Benghazi. So something the Wu-Tang Clan might want to consider, although Cindy Lee Garcia did not fare too well in her suit.